Section 3. How do I hire a good property manager? Chapter 7. Hiring a good property manager or management company. By now, you should have a pretty good understanding of the amount of work and effort that is involved in managing a property and whether it is for you. We've discussed the qualities you must have or develop, most importantly, assertiveness. You have analyzed your working situation and determined whether managing your own property is a reasonable and cost-effective use of your time. If you decide that managing your own property is not for you, you now know the attributes you should look for when hiring a property management company. You're now equipped with the tools to scrutinize another property and compare management companies' systems. In this chapter, I will show another invaluable method for researching potential property management companies. If you read or listened to my previous book, The ABCs of Real Estate Investing, you will remember that I told you about a property we acquired on the waterfront in Portland, Oregon. You will also remember all the work we did in researching whether to purchase the building. In that section, I showed you my own personal method of researching, which I group into three easy-to-define and easily understood categories. Level 1 research. Preliminary research that you can do from your own home. This would include internet and publication research. Level 2 research. If level 1 research leads you to like what you see, level 2 research will be needed. This is the stage where you meet face-to-face with people in the know. Level 2 research is invaluable in verifying the information you gathered in level 1. Level 3 research. Level 3 research involves utilizing the experts you have already assembled on your team. Call them and run your information past them. They will give you valuable insights. This will allow you to remain objective and keep perspective. Our intent in Portland was to purchase an apartment building and operate it through third-party management. Knowing my goal for my company, to be the best property management company in the Southwest, informed my decision to hire a company to manage the property in Portland. If I spent so much time and energy in researching the property itself, why wouldn't I spend the same amount of energy in researching who I would choose to manage my valuable asset? That is exactly what I did, and I used the 3 levels of research in my investigations. Level 1 research, finding the players. Level 1 research is the preliminary stage of your process. By now, you have profiled your property and determined its needs. You are ready to begin searching for property management companies that will be the best fit. When I was first looking for a property management company for our Portland property, I started with the internet. I love the internet. I can't imagine how I function without it. At the tip of my fingers is access to incredible amounts of useful information that would have taken weeks to assemble a few years ago. I started my online search with the local apartment association, the Rental Housing Association of Greater Portland, RHAGP. Just by going to their website, I was able to access the contact information of over 15 local property management companies. I printed out the page listing them and put it in my file. Also on the RHAGP website, I was able to read through the local newsletter and get a feel for the players in the local property management market. I printed out back copies of the newsletter and put those in my file, too, to read on the plane. I used those for my Level 2 research in order to help me narrow down my list of whom to meet when I visited the city. Not wanting to be limited to just local property management companies, I also visited the websites of some regional and national companies, such as Equity and Pinnacle. Through browsing their websites, I was able to determine that each one of these companies had branch offices in Portland, staffed with account representatives that I could meet with. I was also able to get a general history of each company, an idea of its business philosophy, and a listing of the properties that it managed in the Portland area. I took down the contact information and addresses of these apartments so that I could tour them while I was in Portland and contact their owners. Contacting a property owner is an invaluable tool in your search for a property management company. It's a safe bet that someone who is entrusting the value of their investment to a property management company will shoot straight with you when you ask them about the performance of that company. In this case, one of the owners informed me that he was looking to make a change and was not happy with the company's performance. I was able to confirm this feeling with a few different owners and used that valuable information to scratch that company off my list. Now that I had a good handle on the players involved in the Portland rental market, it was time to focus my list and decide who I wanted to meet with when I traveled to the city for my Level 2 research. Again, I accomplished most of this from the comfortable confines of my office chair through the magic of the internet and my phone. The local property management companies that I had found online all either had a website or a phone number. By calling or browsing their websites, I was able to determine which companies may be a good fit for my property and which would not. Once I had my list of companies that I was interested in, I called each of them and set up an appointment with one of their account representatives, letting them know I would like to meet them at their office.